the headquarters police is showing us shields and pins, branding pins there, and then the pins would tie the shed in together and keep that punch in the pin that shed.
Did you have any special word to distinguish a shed for cows from a shed for pigs, for example?
No, sir. I'm with this.
Would you put it, whoever put pins in
the shed? Yes, it was really. I think hog house. Go to the hog house and sheds for cattle.
And how about, I asked you this one, didn't I? An enclosure for your cows?
Yes, pens. Pens.
How about an enclosure for horses?
Well, it'd be the same pens used around the barn. Pens usually, you'd have your pens just standing in, enclosing in the entire barn lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that would enclose the sheds as well as the barns, and then be divided, the division fences, dividing the sheds from the barn.
Mm-hmm.
But the entire outside fence would be around the entire barn lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have any special place where you put your milk cows when you got to milk them?
In later years, yes. I had the milk barn. In the early day, though, it was just to just go out in the pen. Those cows broke this milk. It would be fun.
Why don't you tell a cow to make her stand still?
So.
I think every cow in this country is still that one.
That's so. It's the only word I ever used. I don't know where it came from. But, some of them would, as soon as you spoke that word, it stopped. Mm-hmm. I've even had them. Only one cow, that's all that. She never stopped until she got to a certain place in the pen, and she'd go there and stop.
Creature
and
of
you walked up to them highest, you'd always speak that word highest, and they backed that leg next to you back.
Oh.
Highest.
That's good to know. I have that form on here, and I can never get it.
That's so.
But I was thinking of, what would you say if you were raising something up in the air?
I expect he would be the word most used. He or lift. Highest, I never heard that used for that. Highest, well, that's the common word you just speak. Walk up to the kind of highest.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they're broke good, they'll move that leg right back. Yeah.
Excuse me, when you came back here, did I interrupt you?
No.
If at any time.
No, she could. That's all right.
A rancher who raises, or a farmer might be a better term, who raises cows for milk and butter and things like that is said to be what kind of a farmer?
Well, we don't have a dairy farming like we do in the East here. It's just a farmer's saying. It's just part of the farmer's operation. It runs just in the last few years, and that has been just very recent.
We've had
these up-to-date dairy barns, and they're still as spoken of as farmers. I don't think we have the dairy farmer mentioned this kind of like you get in the eastern countries.
What did you call the place where the cattle grazed?
Pasture.
Did they have meadows around here at all?
Yes. We have a lot of meadowland. We call the meadowlands the land. Ordinarily, you think of the meadowlands, the land you hold back from grazing only in wintertime and cut your hay off. And we do have all up down the river, a couple of on the ranch.
Uh-huh. And flat land down around the creek?
It's a river bottom.
Uh-huh.
It's a bottom land.
What kind of fences did you put up in the early days?
Well, the real early days, a two-wire barbed wire fence. That's all you saw, and then they thought they were doing pretty good and get three wire. And your good fence is considered a four wire fence.